This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on last day of campaigning for General Elections 2019. The participants are K.S. Sachidananda Murthy, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist.
Campaigning for the 17th Lok Sabha came to an end today. Of course, it was a very long-drawn process, almost 60 days plus that the campaigning was underway because the election is still on 7 phases. And the final phase going to polls on Sunday, it drew to a close today. Of course, in West Bengal, the election commissioner ordered the closure of campaigning at 10 o'clock last evening because of special circumstances, for which there have been protests and counter-protests from both the opposition parties and other parties in the state. Mr. Murthy, if you look at the campaign, it's a very long stretch, very difficult for people to sustain that kind of energy, enthusiasm, starting from the first phase to the seventh phase, because by and large, the issues remain the same, the narrative around which it has to be same. But if you look at the start of the campaign and end of the campaign, there has been a lot of things that changed from what was issue-based elections, attack and counter-attack, which is but natural during an election campaign. It eventually slid down to personal attacks and even against the dead. First and foremost, how would you look at the stretch? And
I think the election commission was more worried about the kind of security situation which was there in the country. And then it made a lot of innovations in the scheduling of the elections. Like a state like Madhya Pradesh, which was always having 2 phases of polls, had to go for 4 phases. Rajasthan, where polling was held in 1 day earlier, now it took 2 days. Maharashtra. So, and then the states of UP, Bihar and Bengal have 7 phases. In all the 7 phases, there are elections happening. So, I think the election commission erred on the side of caution. That also meant that in the key states and in the key regions, the same people were campaigning. For the Bharatiya Janata Party, it was the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the party president Amit Shah who were the main star campaigners throughout the country, though the party had a list of star campaigners. Similarly, for the Congress, it was party president Rahul Gandhi and his sister Priyanka Gandhi. Well, this is the thing is in these 3 states, the leaders, regional leaders like Mayawati and Akhilesh Yadav in Uttar Pradesh or Tejasvi Yadav and Nitish Kumar in Bihar or Mamata Banerjee in Bengal had to campaign for all the 7 phases. Whereas the leaders in Tamil Nadu or other southern states did not have to go through this long, painful process. I mean, the ballots closed there early and their people, because of language and other this thing, did not move to the northern part of the country. So, yes, it was a test for the stamina and also in a highly televised and social media campaign where you are not just addressing a constituency or a cluster of consciences, but the entire country. So, campaign had to keep on shifting gears. Some shifting of gears was necessary because of the specific regional issues or regional characteristics, especially in states which had direct contest between the Congress and the BJP, or in states where the BJP was confronting regional party, or both of them were confronting regional parties. So there were different situations. But overall, the tone and tenor of the campaign deteriorated. It became more shrill, more abusive. And as you rightly noted, even the dead leaders, dead and gone long ago, their legacies, their actions, their controversies were all dug up, raked up. So, somebody with a long experience of elections like you would have felt that you are covering an election 2 decades ago. Because some days the only issues pertaining to that period was being raised by both the national parties and even by the regional parties. Yes, you are right that the tone and tenor of the campaign changed. But then, otherwise, the BJP had 3-4 stock major issues. The Congress had 3-4 issues, but in the last 2 weeks, we have not heard much of that, but we have heard more of abuse, more of personalized attacks, as if targeting individuals became much more stronger, and thereby you attack ideologies and
parts. Political system like ours, the basic thing is parties contest, and parties come up with ideas. Of course, that is forms part of the manifestos, which they promise. Some work they have done, some they are promising to do, or new ideas, innovations that they're looking at to address the current challenges. But as you rightly said, whether be it the national parties, the regional parties, they picked up a few issues which they thought would find traction with the voters. That, of course, but by and large, the narrative remained only on attacking one another. Instead of coming up with or offering a constructive kind of thing and challenges that the country is facing, the challenging the country and in the globalized world is facing, the geopolitical strategies that the country is looking at, we heard very few of this debate. While we heard issues of strategy, security being rigged up here and there, especially post the Balakot and Pulwama. But the narrative on how seriously should the country look at these issues and what kind of options political parties are looking at.
You have really pointed out a serious flaw in our election campaigning philosophy itself. Earlier, what used to happen was the party's leaders would address rallies, mention about their ideology, their manifesto and all that, and then through the print media, they would be responded by the... But now in a highly televised world, now the parties are not directly confronting each other. Some countries, like for example the United States, has a very good system where the presidential candidates, similarly the candidates for governors and for the Senate and all, are forced to have electoral televised debates. And it is an old tradition now there. So that they straight away, one-on-one they confront, and then it is not just personal attack. It has to be on their what they want to do, what they have done. It's a very good thing. Now what happens is, the leaders are only talking to their faithful in their rallies. They're not addressing each other. I mean, yes, we say that, okay, party spokesmen speak, but then party spokesmen also do not address the points made by others. They're only interested in abusing the others. So this is where our campaign has to come into the 21st century in a different way, where we, maybe by law, by campaign law, we must force candidates, the prime ministerial candidates or party presidents to debate. And it can happen at different levels. So I think that's where then, you were rightly pointing out about Balakot and the national security issues. Now, national security issues, first there was some serious talking about it on specifics, on the overall archaeology of national security. But then later it became just abuse. Oh, you use the aircraft carrier as a personal yacht, personal boat. Oh, no, you are using the Air India jet as your private cab and all that. So, I mean, this is not the way. Actually, you have to look at what is the structure of the armed forces, what is the resources, how do we handle the whole world. Similarly, on the economy, unfortunately, we have not seen a purposeful, meaningful, and this is a time when our economy is in a stress condition. There are both internal and global issues. It is a very serious thing. Earlier conversation, it was pointed out, our economy is facing the kind of stresses which we had faced in 1991. So, because of the global circumstances, oil prices are rising, there is a trade war going on between two major trading powers. So, but we have not seen any meaningful discussion. Similarly, agrarian distress, I'll give you this money, you are not given money, you are cheating. Like this, okay, I can understand a little bit of drama in Madhya Pradesh. The Congress government delivered photocopies of all the loan waiver letters to the house of the former chief minister. A bit of drama is all right, but where is the serious debate on these issues? I think that's where we have to look askance. I mean, when I read the manifesto, they were very meaningful documents. But when it comes to campaigning and communicating, that was lost on the way.
I think one more issue, sir, you rightly pointed out, of course, there were issues, flag, pet issues or key issues that both political parties at the national level tried to raise. BSP raised to something, Shiv Sena and NCP were doing largely politics which was to the state in which they're powerful or very strong. The Samajwadi Party would do so in Chandrababu Naidu or Jagan Reddy in Andhra. Similarly, JDS in Karnataka. She had shades of DMK, Mamata Banerjee. So every shade or northeast was a totally different thing. Jammu Kashmir had a different thing. Of course, they say all politics is local. But there has to be, as you said, an overarching national vision. And that national vision, obviously, as I said, forms part of the manifestos major parties bring out. But it doesn't get traction. People are either not discussing, or if they're discussing, they don't find an answer to questions that come up. And the debates that are organized by some of the television at local levels ended up, we saw fracas. We saw people actually physically attacking each other. At least there was some, I'm not saying it was usually long, but at least some stray incidents. So which says our ability to debate and discuss and disagree became itself point of contention.
Sad thing is some of the media has been going to the lowest common denominator of these campaigns, both in terms of issues and personalities. Instead of approaching people who seriously debate issues, they're running after bites and quotes from people who otherwise are not reputable. Disreputable people, disreputable politicians who are ready to say anything for the sake of sensation. So I think that's also an issue where the proper attention is not being paid to. So, I mean, so the when there's a race towards sensationalism, the real issues of a country are lost or get submerged in this. So this is something which again needs to be addressed. I mean, we have also seen it happen in parliament, in the din and noise of adjournments and disruptions. Serious issues are not debated as much as they should be done in parliament and state legislatures.
So one thing, of course, you would also see, it happens in every election, but this election was also quite, the number of complaints to the election commission on violations of model code of conduct. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody knows a model code of conduct is an agreed code where all there is no law per se, but it is an agreement. It's like rules of the game everybody agrees to. But we had every political party running up to the election commission on a regular basis, filing complaints. Even today, there was a complaint from one of the candidates against his opponent. So EC, of course, as you say, is stressed under the circumstances of conducting a fair and free elections. But if political parties and leaders themselves exercise restraint, the quality of debate would definitely add to the vibrancy of democracy, and contestation of ideas itself will come out. But that seems to be taking a back seat.
This time, the EC has perhaps taken the maximum number of decisions.
Silence campaign.
Silencing the campaigners. And admonishing them. Doing many things. And wherever there have been abnormalities reported in voting. And the biggest decision they have taken is to cancel a Lok Sabha election in Vellore Fund because of undue display of money power. Or now cutting short the campaigning in West Bengal by nearly one day. So they have been taking a lot of action. Of course, the EC itself has been attacked for partisanship and other allegations. But then EC also is overwhelmed because the level of compliance, the truthful compliance and the feeling of being contrite about it, that is not there. I have been banned for 3 days, so I'm okay. But then this ban is wrong, so I will do other ways of campaigning. So like that, there's no real compliance with the EC's orders. That's also an issue in our election. Yeah.
Thanks to the presence of social media, the kind of activities and the level of traction the campaigners find with their own supporters trying to multiply and either divide or try and take forward the message or withdraw the message, retract the message. I think the dynamics of campaign itself has changed over the years. But is it not that political parties, maybe after the election settles down and things, they actually sit down and introspect that, is this what we need to continue or is there a better way of getting things done?
No, I think the people themselves will have to change the way they respond. Because one of the things is, this election has also shown, the polling so far in first 6 places, that by and large in most parts of the country, there has been enthusiastic voting. People have not stayed away from polling. And we have had some states reporting 80% plus polling. But otherwise, 60-65% has been the norm, except for a few exceptional low polling area. So it has been a good election that way, because the people aren't debating issues and all. But then this is also, from television election, it is also becoming a smartphone election. Anybody can morph an image, forward it, and simultaneous fact-checking and all that. So which means, again, technology has also been both an opportunity to reach all the voters, but also it's sending a lot of undesirable stuff to the voter.
And this when the election commission had called all the parties of social media to come and do it. One thing, as we come to close, I think today something very different kind of a campaign was seen, with the Prime Minister and party president of the BJP holding a press conference, and almost simultaneously the BJP had to see, or the Congress president Rahul Gandhi also holding a press conference. Now this is something unique. On the last day, the leaders of two major political parties who are contesting against one another hold a press conference very close to the deadline set of silence.
This is a good trend that they were answering questions from the media, because this is one of the issues, campaign issues in this, that the Prime Minister has never addressed a press conference during his tenure as the Prime Minister, or that the Congress President is not responding to questions which BJP has raised. But at least the media persons got a limited window of asking questions. They were also able to make the close of the campaigning statements, which was also summing up in their own way.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on last day of campaigning for general elections 2019. The participants were K.S. Sachidanandamurthy, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsttalks@gmail.com. Please stand by for our next program in a short while from now.